B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the
Bengals. Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Oh! It's the Bankroll Boys. On 98.5 of Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. They are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code SPORTSHUB during sign-up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Bankroll Boys everywhere. Not only on the Over Under 98.5 podcast. They're on Saturday mornings. You're getting tackled by people at wrestling events. Everyone's saying, let me know the scoop. What are the Sharps saying?
The Kowloon the other night, they got that.
Everyone loves the Bankroll Boys. And I have to ask Lipschat something because I was talking about something. I'm fascinated at the things that you can bet on. I mean, and every week there's something more strange that I didn't know you could put cash on. So I saw Lipschatz tweeting last night, and he was watching a little bit of the Democratic debate. And you know, I'm not a big fan of these debates. They just make me angry. And after a couple minutes, I'm like, all right, it's everyone yelling at each other. Last night's debate ruled. Like, I hate debates. Last night's was awesome because what essentially happened was that Mayor Bloomberg goes up there and he's just not prepared. It's his first debate, and he got hammered. You can see the clips online. I mean, he got destroyed by Elizabeth Warren. At one point was like, they asked a question about how he made all these women sign non-disclosure agreements because he, you know, allegedly sexually harassed them or made jokes. And Elizabeth Warren was like, so will you let all of these ladies will you let them speak and drop their non-disclosure agreements? And he's like, well, it's a legal contract. And she just hammered him. So you were telling me last night there were live odds going during the debate as to who was going to win the Democratic nomination and what happened.
Yeah, so you can look at like the live odds and see like the percentages of, you know, up 5 points, up down 2 points, whatever. And obviously you want your points to go down.
Sure.
Whatever. And all of a sudden, I wasn't watching the debate at this time. I turned it on, you know, almost like, you know, three quarters of the way through. I don't care about this stuff. I just want to watch it again for you know, betting purposes.
That's so funny. He watches the debates for betting.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's the leadership of the country.
I'm not a political person. I'm not a political person at all. So I just watch it for one specific reason. And I got so many people just saying, you need to go look at these odds. And you just see Bloomberg going up 10 points, up 10 points, up to...
Wow. He was just, so his changes just like went in the toilet after that. Like after that moment, like you can watch in real time, like his chances of winning the Democratic nomination just went in the toilet betting wise.
And again, these things go on forever. I think, what is it, like May, June that they actually name one? So
sure,
they go on forever. But like, just watching these odds.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Like, so where can I watch like live odds during something like this?
I'll send you the link, and they do like percentages and odds on it. There's like a specific link that I use. I can't remember off the top of my head. Whatever, someone sent it to me a while ago, and so I always use it for political debates. I'll send it to you, Rich.
Okay, because I hate debates. But that would make it worth watching, to be able to watch like the actual betting
odds. Like the stock market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the stock market. To me, that would actually make it entertaining. And I just happened to turn it in at just that moment. And I went, oh, my God. And it was one of those things. Remember that scene in Wayne's World where they said, you ever seen where the guy's head explodes in Scanners?
Yeah, that's
what it was. I was like, I have no idea how to answer this. It was insane. So, all right. Well, I got to know.
It's funny because like they're every single candidate last night, there were certain points where they're just like getting hammered. Like Bloomberg, obviously the most, but like Bernie, when he was talking about the economy, it was just like, oh no. Like,
so you watched
when Klobuchar got like killed by Buttigieg or whatever, but she was like nervous wreck. It was bad. Like she got like, it's just funny watching these things happen in real time.
You know what it is? It's around the horn. It's them sitting there and getting the blip, 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 like the little points, blip, blip, blip. When they say something people like, you can watch the betting go up and around like that. See, to me, that might be one of the rare things that would make these debates entertaining.
That's exactly why I watch it. Just for that.
You got me now. Now I'm all in on that. Okay, so real quick, let's just, before we get to the fight this weekend, which obviously a ton of people are going to put money on, the XFL, the ratings have dropped, I think, 30% from week one to week two. It's still not a bad number for what it is, but, you know, we're kind of seeing going that direction. Are you guys still betting on the XFL? Like, are you putting money on these games?
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you found is, after two games, a reliable bet? Because there's one team, who are they, that's outscoring everybody?
DC and Houston are the two best teams.
Everything's the under except for the DC games, right?
For the Houston games.
Okay. Yeah. So is that going to continue? Is that a trend? People don't score in the XFL?
We called it the Vince angle, the Vangle. We thought that would hit last week. It's going to have to hit. We talked about it on our podcast last night, which will drop today. It has to turn around. Its ratings went down this week.
Yeah, so. I got bored. And again, I shouldn't be getting bored of a league in the second week of, you know, its inaugural season.
Sure.
So when you're bored and there's no points or whatever, that's a problem. Serious problem. So at some point, they're going to have to start doing, you know, whatever they need to do to get these offenses, you know, more points.
Yeah. Right now, quarterback play, it's bad. Yep. So you bet on the teams that have good quarterbacks.
See, I was thinking that, okay, this wouldn't be a huge issue because even though this is lesser talent, you know, on the offensive side, it's also lesser talent on the defensive side. I thought that you would set very similar to regular
the
NFL games.
The defenses
game
have
scoring.
Been pretty decent, actually.
That's pretty funny.
It's the quarterback.
It's just they all suck.
Yeah. I mean, Cardale Jones right now, probably your MVP through a couple of games.
it's him and P.J. Walker who, like, that kid looks
P.J. Walker
play.
Looks pretty good.
Dude, Johnny Manziel, did you see what he was tweeting about how he was, like, you know, the reason he didn't join the XFL is because he didn't want to be in a league that would be out of business within a couple weeks?
Well, that's not true.
They tweeted out yesterday. They paid all their players and everything.
Like, Vince McMahon's a billionaire. This thing's not going anywhere.
The real test is going to be this coming week. Obviously, you had the big week one with the ratings. Then it fell off for week two. If the numbers hold steady ratings-wise for week two to week three, maybe you have something. But if it falls off dramatically again, then you can start thinking about, oh, well, maybe it won't last a full season, the full 10 games.
All right, so you've got this big fight this weekend. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury. I'm a casual boxing fan. Matter of fact, Wallach, of all people, has gotten me into a lot of these guys. What are the odds? What are we looking at here? And who do you like in this fight?
So Joe and I actually disagree. We discussed this on the podcast as well, and I think we kind of go into a little bit more detail, and we will on Saturday during the show as well. I like it. Right now, Wilder is a favorite, I think, he's a -115 favorite. Fury is -105. Again, depending on the book, you can probably get, you know, maybe Wilder -110, maybe Fury -110, whatever. Either way, the odds are pretty close. It's pretty much a basically even fight. I like Wilder. I just think that he is the kind of guy who can end a fight anytime with one punch. And I know that Fury is the better technical boxer. And I'm not a big boxing guy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm some pro, you know, boxing better or anything like that. I just think that Wilder has a better chance of, you know, ending the fight quick. And sometimes I didn't think that Fury was great in the first fight. And so to me, I think Wilder is at least the my choice there.
Where's the sharp money on this?
So the sharp money is definitely coming on Wilder. Fury opened as a -120 favorite around most markets, and he's down to -105. Now, it's not a massive move, and again, a lot of these pre-betting markets in something like this, you'll start to see action really tick up today, tomorrow, Saturday. So that's kind of where you'll start to see the money come in.
The reason why you want to watch this fight, first of all, the two of them fought before. They fought to a split decision draw the first time out. Second, the reason why you want to watch this fight is, and I was telling you about Gennady Golovkin, a guy is a knockout artist.
Sure.
He's fun to watch.
Now, I've seen him fight.
Wilder's the same way. He's knocked out everybody but one guy that he's fought, and then there was the draw with Fury. So, as Dan was saying, he could end it early, and you got two big guys with knockout potential. I mean, that's a reason to watch this fight, whether you bet on it or not.
All right, Joe, so there's obviously other ways you can bet on this fight, on how it ends, like whether it's going to be by knockout or TKO, decision draw. What are you looking at?
So just what those guys said. So for me, I think Deontay Wilder is a one-punch guy. I thought he was going to lose his last fight against Ortiz if he didn't knock him out. So he has a mega, mega knockout punch. So that's why I think Wilder knockout TKO, there's value there at +110 instead of taking Wilder at -120.
Agreed. Okay.
So I think there's value there. But all the value in this fight is Fury. He's the underdog. You don't have to put up any juice. Fury to win by a knockout or whatever is +450. That's huge odds. For me, the number one best value of this fight is a draw. plus 1,700, and we get a triple threat match.
We get the three-peat.
I mean, Fury has experience in wrestling, right? So maybe when Vince McMahon jumps in the ring,
throw Anthony Joshua in the mix, get them both in the ring, and this is all three of them.
All three, just beat the hell out of each
other. Just put Jim Gray in
there. Survivor wins the title.
Seriously, though, I see this thing going three matches.
So if you had to put money on it, you would say the best value is Fury to win.
I think Fury to win. And if you like Wilder, I think you get him to knockout. But
okay.
I do think Fury by decision is a lot of value to plus 400 or 200. Sorry.
Okay. So which one? If I had to put like, you know, $500 on this, what should I do?
I'm going Fury. He likes Wilder.
Oh Jesus! Come on, guys, give me something.
Yeah. So I mean, we're split on that. Here's what I will say. I think that if you like Fury, the best odds for him are to win by decision. I think that Fury is probably not a knockout.
I don't think he's
going to
knock out Wilder.
Okay. And while I know that there has been a little bit of sharp money coming in on Fury knockout, I think that's because the odds are so high. I think there's a lot of value just on Fury to win in general in the fight. I think Fury by decision to me is the best value on the board along with Fury knockout. I would choose one of those if you want to put real.
So if you put $500, you win a G note on that.
Okay.
Fury by decision.
Give me a degenerate special that I can sink my teeth into. You guys have been on fire. Actually, the degenerate special.
They have been good.
I have actually been, I'm not going to lie, this week has been my worst college basketball week the entire season.
I saw you. You were basically on Twitter yesterday saying, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah. Dude, it's been bad this week. Like, I've had probably four or five games that are covering with like 20 seconds left, and every single one of them has.
How about that 3-point shot at the buzzer yesterday from Seton Hall?
Three in the final minute, they went 3 for 3 for 3-pointers. I mean, it's just like they again. Like Seton Hall won the game, but like frustrating game. Joe, do you have anything? I have one. If you want,
I have one. I like Delaware over Northeastern today.
Uh oh,
that's funny. I was going to go the other side.
Delaware's 19-8 this year.
They're without their two best players.
Sorry. Oh no!
So that's that's why they're a 1-point dog, Joe. That's why
you're
looking at that.
Is that a square player alert?
That would be a bad bet. This is like one of those games.
You give one. I'll give another one. I like Hofstra to beat Drexel.
Okay. Yeah.
Minus the four.
I like Eastern Kentucky to beat Tennessee State.
That's the winner. You got a directional school in there. Yeah. Eastern Tennessee against what?
No, Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky, sorry.
Home versus Tennessee State.
My mistake.
Eastern Kentucky is the worst team, but are a pretty decent home side. And I like them versus Tennessee State in the spot, so it's a good spot for them. I have Eastern Kentucky minus one as my degenerate special of the day. Just stay away from Delaware. I'm telling you that's
all right. I'm off that game.
Yeah, be careful.
See, that's where we get our insight.
What is the Eastern Kentucky mascot?
I don't know.
Eastern Kentucky mascot.
The Hilltoppers. Oh, the Colonels.
Close enough.
All right, there you go. All right. So I'm taking who in that?
Oh, you're in this one. You're taking. I mean, there's Eastern Kentucky. Joe has another. Joe,
you nailed it.
Yeah,
it's the Colonels.
Well, I looked it up. Yeah, that's right. The good old racist Colonels. Okay, so toothless racist Colonels. That used to be their name, and then they clean it up a little bit. All right. So what bet am I taking?
If you're betting on the Colonels, you're betting on the racist Colonels tonight against minus one against Tennessee State.
Okay, so I'm saying go racist Colonels, go toothless racist Colonels.
I guess you are.
Previously racist Colonels.
No longer.
The very non-racist with plenty of teeth in their mouth Colonels from Eastern Kentucky University. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's go Colonels, baby. Let's get degenerate.
Want anything on the fight? Because I...
Yeah, I got it.
I mean, that's the big thing this week.
The fight's not fun. Yeah, is there like another prop bet? Like
will someone jump into the ring? Or
take the draw plus 1,700.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
How much? What's in my bankroll? What do I got?
I think you got like 425.
All right.
Yeah, from last week.
All right, so let's do two on the Eastern Kentucky Toothless Hillbillies. And let's do the rest on... No, I don't want to do the rest on the draw.
do like 50 bucks.
Let's do 50 bucks on the draw. Let's do that. All right. Well, that was confusing. But we've all feel better.
We got the Colonels.
Got the Colonels.
And we got the draw.
All right. See you, man. All right, guys. Bankroll Boys, thank you very much. The podcast over under 98.5. They've got the show on Saturday, and you can see them hanging out with the Kellen crew later on tonight somewhere around Brighton. We'll get to that and everything else right after this.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the
Bankroll
Boys.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
It's the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 of Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. They are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code Sports Hub during sign up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Bankroll Boys everywhere, not only on the Over Under 98.5 podcast, they're on Saturday mornings. You're getting tackled by people at wrestling events. Everyone's saying, let me know the scoop. What are the Sharps saying?
In Kowloon the other night, they got that.
Everyone loves the Bankroll Boys, and I have to ask Lifshat something, because I was talking about something. I'm fascinated at the things that you can bet on. I mean, and every week there's something more strange that I didn't know you could put cash on. So,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. 8 o'clock. Got a brand new Brookline 911 with a twist. The twist. Joe Murray doesn't even know it's coming.
Whoa.
So we'll do that at 8 o'clock. Obviously, you want to be here for that. It's funny. I was I was grocery shopping yesterday, and I saw that there was a woman there who was with her son, who was, I guess, too young to be in school. He's probably like 4 or 5 years old, and it was around lunchtime, and everyone was getting, you know, some lunch and sitting. You know, the grocery stores now will have a couple seats where you can sit and you kind of eat. And I saw this mother go over and go to the section. There was like a sushi section, like prepackaged sushi. And she bought this thing of like a some sort of fancy roll. And she sat it down and opened it up. And her four-year-old just started like crushing sushi. And I just think to myself, I mean, I know that that happens. And I know that, you know, people do that. And obviously it's probably fairly healthy. Have any of these people eaten poor people food before? Like, I grew up just eating, like I think of the food that I ate when I was a kid, like, poor people food. Matter of fact, it's almost so embarrassing that I remember when I first started dating Mary, and I was young. I was, like, 16. And I believe this was when I first went to college. And I was 18 years old, and I went to go make dinner for her. And I thought I was making her something really nice. I made her mashed potatoes covered in Hormel chili.
Oh.
Which was like a staple at my house. And that right there is poor people food.
Dude, it's so funny you mentioned this. So I grew up in the city. Well, I used to get sent off to city camps.
Yeah.
We would get government food. Like legit. We'd get like a milk, a banana, and a piece of bread with some meat in it with like a mustard on the side. Yeah. And we'd be like, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Or like a cold fried chicken in a plastic bag. And we were like, yeah. And it came from the government. And then like, one day I made my own pasta with like ragu sauce. My wife's like, "What is this?" Because they make it from scratch. They don't know any better,
dude. If you got Lunchables when I was a kid, you were like a millionaire. Like that was like, oh my god, somebody bought Lunchables. Yes. Holy crap! Who's the Monopoly guy in this house? No, I mean our stuff was. I keep thinking back. I mean, bologna was a huge thing that we used to have. I think that one of the biggest dinners. This is when we got fancy. This is when the house got real fancy, and it was my favorite thing that we had. Is they would take tuna fish and put it in hot dog buns and just stick it in the oven.
Oh, that's good. I loved that when I was a kid. Yeah,
but we used to get. I mean, I'm thinking about the dinners we had, and I'm looking at this kid's like just for lunch having sushi, and I remember we used to have at least once a week. Just the plate of boxed macaroni and cheese with chopped up hot dogs or Spam.
Did that too. Didn't do it with the Spam. Did it with the hot dogs though.
Yep. Did that growing up too.
And it ruled.
It was
it's all I wanted. Yep. Like, I mean, that was one of my favorite meals was just chopped up hot dogs on top of that. And I'm at the grocery store and people are they're buying this super expensive stuff for the kids and I don't think I ate anything green for 6 years.
I don't think I did for 12 years.
And I think about the brands of like products that we would have. I mean, if you were able to afford Coca-Cola. Whoa.
We went Cotton RC when we were kids.
Oh, man. Yeah. Czech Cola. Yeah. Like, whatever knockoff you got, instead of, like, Mountain Dew, it was,
RC
like,
Cola. Instead of Oreos, it was Hydrox or whatever.
Hydrox? I used to eat those by the ton.
It was called, like City Lightning or something instead of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I mean, just as poor and as awful as it was, and the best was that we used to go, and I mean, the cereal aisle. Oh, as a kid, do you know how much you wanted to have... like the cool cereal that had the toys in it. I mean, stuff like Fruit Loops. Oh, my God. You get like a free, I don't know, a Super Nintendo spinny wheel or whatever. Or, you know, my God, if you got like Sugar Smacks or something like that. Oh, this would be unbelievable. Nope. You went all the way down to the other end of the aisle past the Wheatina and Farina and crap to get the big industrial-sized bag of puffed rice that had no taste whatsoever.
This is instead of Rice Krispies.
That it might have been $1.20 for a bag that you had to put over your shoulder and put in the shopping cart. It looked like it's like biting on packing peanuts. And then I remember one day I was all super excited that they upgraded it, and you could not only get those, but you could get ones with a little bit of sugar on it, and it was like the knockoff Sugar Smacks, but it really wasn't. You were essentially chewing on the same plastic peanuts, but they just put a little cinnamon on the top. Oh, speaking of cinnamon, you want to talk about poor kid breakfast? That's the other thing of these guys. Did you ever have the mom who would just get a piece of toast and just slather like a thing of margarine on it and then put cinnamon on it and give it to you, and that was your breakfast?
Yeah, why
not? It was called cinnamon bread or something like that. It was just like margarine and cinnamon. Oh my God. I was watching these kids and I was thinking to myself, they will never grow up eating poor people food. And some of it was legit excellent. Because you had to figure out how to make things taste good.
Yeah.
Like we used to have this thing called, I don't think they make it anymore. What was that company that had the demon on the front of it?
The
can? Yeah. It was like the demon on the can. And it was like a ham spread type thing. It was right next to the Spam. It was right next to the potted meat. And it had like a demon on the front of it. That's some cheap crap. I don't remember what it was, but it was like a ham weird spread. It was like a ham spread.
Well, I one time was watching Married with Children, and they would always talk about like tangwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And I one time got tang and like put it on a sandwich and tried to eat it. Because that's what they did. They were poor in the house.
I mean, these people buying like these DiGiorno pizzas, they'll never know what it's like to taste a 99-cent Totino's pizza for dinner. Those son bitches were good, too. Like, they were awesome. But you could crush like three of them. And then when you got older, it's like, that's all you wanted to eat. Oh, somebody found it. Somebody found the Popeye puffed rice. That's what it was. Popeye puffed rice. And it was this industrial-sized bag. Let's go to... Let's go to Jesse. Jesse on line two. Jesse, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Morning, guys. Hey. So we were so poor growing up, we would reheat pasta, not the typical way. I don't think we had a microwave or that was too good for our taste. We would reboil it 2 days later, freezing it, and it just came out to be this mush that was just, it kind of tasted like pasta.
We never reboiled pasta. No, we never did that. You have to understand, I was like one of five kids, so there's like seven of us that were being fed. So, I mean, there was never any leftovers. Like, food was never left over. I mean, it was basically, everyone finished hungry. Even when you had, like, I mean, those tuna roll things were the absolute best. Deviled ham. That's what it was.
Oh, all right.
But what was the company? It was like this, like, demon was on the front of it, like a pitchfork.
I remember this. Hang on.
Which might be the worst mascot ever. Yeah, the bagged Popeye cereal. There's no question. Let's go to Mark on line four. Mark, what's up?
Hey, steak and eggs, guys.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
We weren't poor, but we were the typical middle-class family growing up in the North End. And my mother would always buy the cereal on the bottom shelf in the bags. That was a knockoff from the name brand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Instead of Cheerios, it was called Tostitos.
Oh, sure, of course. Know? Yeah.
And my father used to bust my balls and say, Mark, you know, that's the same company that makes Cheerios. Those are just the ones that fell on the floor at the company, and they were just put in a simple bag.
I mean, yeah, sure. And I don't know, and Mark, I don't know if you did this. And this is something that Fred had never even heard of. I mentioned it to him one time, and he thought I was, like, making this up. And I told him, we used to buy our bread at the day-old bread store. He's like, the day-old bread store? What's that? I was like, oh, yeah, the day-old bread store. You never went there?
Yeah.
I used to love going to the day-old bread store because not only did they have, of course, bread that didn't sell the day before and they would bring it over there, but they had, like, all of, like, the knockoff Twinkies and the knockoff Little Debbies.
Yeah.
Like, what was the name of the company that it was? It wasn't even Little Debbie.
I know what this is.
I remember the store. I used to have one in Malden when I lived there.
Oh, they were the best. Yeah. It wasn't even Drake Cakes. It was, what the hell version
right near
of
the
it
City
was?
Side Bar, Joe. It was right across the street.
They were called Cloud Cakes was one of them, I remember.
There was
Creamies?
One, there, oh, Creamies. Okay. There was one that made these, it might be the worst thing you could possibly
Zoinks.
Eat. Well, Zoinks. do you remember the fried pies that Hostess used to make?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a knockoff that was a fried pie that had chocolate pudding on the inside of
it. Yes, I remember those.
It might be the worst thing you could possibly feed your family. It might have 70 grams of fat in it.
Oh.
And I remember we had one of those in our lunchbox, like, I think every day of the week because they were maybe 20 cents. And my mom would just load up, and they knew that we loved them, and it would shut us up, and it would fill us up. But it might be the worst possible thing you could put in a child's body. All right, 617. This is great. The phone calls are fantastic. 617-779-0985. Underwood deviled ham spread. Everyone's sending
ham.
Me a picture of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff was legit.
I don't think people still eat that.
You put it on like a floppy piece of white bread and you just eat it like a hot dog. All right, 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 is Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. And, this just, yesterday I was at the grocery store and I saw a mother buying her child who was like 4 years old for lunch this thing of sushi that was made at the bar. And whatever, it's fine. I'm sure it's nutritious and you can do it great. But I was just thinking to myself, that child is never going to have to know what it's like eating poor people food, which is almost kind of a bad thing because some poor people food was legitimately like unbelievable. You had to be resourceful. And I was like, he's never going to have the mac and cheese with the chopped up hot dogs on the top of it. He's never going to have just mashed potatoes, which you can mass produce with Hormel chili just poured over the top of it. He's never going to have the tuna shoved in the hot dog rolls where they said, hey, it's tuna hot dogs. But now we're getting some people who are suggesting things that they had growing up, which was just
some of it was just disgusting. I used to go and get the big thing of Popeye cereal instead of the name brand one. However, the one thing I will give my mother is that she might have worked 10 hours a week clipping coupons. Like, she just lived to clip coupons. And if there was a great deal, it doesn't matter how disgusting the food was, we got it. And I remember one time, she somehow figured out a way to job the system on something called Frankenstuff's hot dogs. They had just come out, and there was some coupon that was like, buy one, get one free. But the store had some kind of sale that it was like 50% off. Needless to say, she came home with about 40 packs of Frankenstuff's hot dogs. What are Frankenstuff's hot dogs? Why are they not made anymore? Well, there's probably good reason. But what it was a hot dog. You can Google it. Oh, and it looks appetizing. It was a hot dog in which they shoved into the center of it hot chili. Now, when you break it open, it looks like diarrhea, and it looks like one of the most disgusting things you could possibly eat, and it tastes just as bad. But damn it, we had those things probably every other meal for 3 months because my mom had bought so many of them.
I used to get the ones stuffed with cheese.
Okay, I remember those. Those, whatever. I'm sure that was fine, even though the cheese never was cooked quite the right way inside the hot dog. But this was the grossest chili you could possibly imagine inside that. That was one of the few things of poor people food that we ate that I thought was disgusting. But anyway, man, if we had a coupon, we went all in. All right, let's go to Brian on line one. Brian, what's up, man?
Yeah, so my dad used to make, he called it ragu, but it was like French ragu. And it was basically burnt gravy. So burnt gravy, picture this, burnt gravy on white bread, and it was the absolute best. I would kill to have some of that today.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff, as a matter of fact, you were mentioning, Joe, that instead of Twinkies, you know, because you went to the day-old bread. Did you guys go to the day-old bread place?
Yeah, we had a day-old bread place, but yeah, we get like Zingers. What was the other one? The Golden Twins.
Okay, so
right?
Golden Twins were the knockoff that I remember for Twinkies. They also had this thing called Break Cakes, which I think was by a company called Rainbow with no W. And we would just crush that. And I mean, it might have been, you might have been able to get a box of like a dozen of those things for $1.
Like Zoinks, I know was one.
Zoinks.
The Creamies, you'd see those all over the place. I had a short list quickly, but remember how Pringles was out? Well, they had Prongles, was a knockoff that they had. Instead of Crest toothpaste, they had Crust.
No, they didn't.
Swear to God.
No way.
You know how everyone has Cheez-Its? Well, Cheese Nips, I guess, was kind of like the...
Oh, sure. Well, I mean...
And then Honey Smacks?
Oh, sure.
Well, I used to get, like, the Golden Crisps.
Oh, yeah. I would get Fruity Rings instead of, like, you know, the Fruit Loops. Yeah, it didn't matter. As long as it was on sale, my parents would buy it. Let's go to, of course, line three. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Okay. So, I wouldn't say I grew up poor, but my mom was a teacher, and my dad owned his own store, so money was tight for the most part. I just want to know, when I was a kid, and I want to know if you guys had a similar situation. When I was a kid, my mom used to always bring me to McDonald's, which was right down the road from where I lived, because if I helped her out with chores, because she thought that was a treat. And I did that for like the first, I'd have to say 12 to 14 years of my life. And then after that, I can't even look at fast food, let alone eat it. I just wanted to know what you guys think, if you've had something similar. I'm going to hang up and let you listen.
Oh, McDonald's was like a massive treat. Like, that was huge. And every once in a while, they would have like a pretty good, like, two for two or something like that.
Two Big Macs for $2.
Oh, yeah. And then we would hit that, and it was just like put the food on the table. You know what the biggest thing was? Is whenever we would, and we didn't eat out much, but we would get Little Caesar's pizza all the time. Because that used to be like pizza. You get one, you know, two for the price of one. And, I mean, what was it, like $6.99 for two pizzas? Yep. And they would just throw that in there, and like sharks, we would eat it. And I remember by the time I got like 14 or 15, I could eat like an entire pizza by myself of Little Caesar's pizza. That stuff was legit. I'm not even going to stop that. All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, what's up, man? Line two, Robert. Hey.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
So I'm a little bit older than the average crowd, and so my dad was a cook during the Korean War. And we were actually extremely well-to-do because my family owned about 5 restaurants. But the problem with that is that when my parents would come home, they didn't want to cook at all because they'd been cooking all day. So we got stuck eating what was called SOS. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, blank on a shingle, yes.
A blank on a shingle. It was cream chip beef on open-faced toast. Ugh. And you could not salt that enough to even make it palatable.
Yeah, that's that stuff. I mean, I've heard of people having to have that before. Somebody said English muffin pizza was a to-go lunch item. Absolutely. We had that all the time. Okay, finally, line five. Rico, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey. So my dad, he used to always go to the market down in Boston. You know what I mean? Go to the market, all this crap. So one day he came home with a 50-pound bag of breakfast sausage. And we were like, why do you have all the sausage? And basically, we were forced to eat breakfast sausages in a sandwich, like white bread, cheese, and breakfast sausages for like 3 weeks because we had no freezer space. But he got a good deal, so we had to eat it.
Oh, yeah. One of the most interesting things that happened to my parents was when the warehouse stores opened. Like the places that are like Costco. They would go in there and like, are you kidding me? I can get 10 pounds of peanut butter for like $10. And so we would have this like expiring thing just sitting there in the back of our pantry that no one would be able to eat all of. But yeah, I just poor people food can be legitimately good. And it's something you had to be creative. I just remember how my wife looked at me when I made her that dinner thinking I would make her something special. It was mashed potatoes with Hormel chili on the top. Oh, what a divine feast that was. All right, 617-779-0985. Coming up at 8 o'clock in 15 minutes, a brand new Brookline 911.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. 10 minutes away from a brand new edition of Brookline 911 with a twist. And yesterday, with all the news that was breaking in the NFL, probably the most important being that it looks like next season there's going to be a brand new playoff structure. It sounds like the playoffs are going to change more than likely next year, but the 17 games they're saying might be the year after. They're going to add an extra okay. one in there.
All right.
And the schedule's kind of already out, so they can't just throw in that extra game right there, but the playoffs they can alter. And the way that it's going to be set up, according to what's being proposed and will probably more than likely be voted on fairly soon, is there's instead of there being six teams that make it per conference into the playoffs, it's going to be seven, and only one of the teams will get a bye week. There's going to be three wild card playoff games on Saturday, three wild card playoff games on Sunday. That also means that they're going to take away one of the preseason games. Yeah, preseason games.
Yeah.
Now, is that going to be next year or is that the year after? Is that when they add the 17th game? Okay, well, the sooner they get rid of that playoff game, that preseason game, the better. However, that still, in my opinion, wasn't the greatest thing that happened to the NFL yesterday or the biggest story. No, that would be this.
A Cleveland Browns offensive lineman was arrested by Border Patrol on Monday. TMZ reports Greg Robinson was caught at the Sierra Blanca border checkpoint near the U.S.-Mexico border with a lot of marijuana. Jail records show he faces a federal charge of possession with intent to distribute. Robinson was the second overall pick in the 2014 NFL draft and signed with the Cleveland Browns in 2018. According to the NFL Network, Cleveland was not planning on signing him this offseason.
That is the undersell of the year. The amount of weed that he had on him, 157 pounds.
How much money is that?
Of weed. Well, I mean, you got the expert sitting to your left.
How much money is that, Joe?
153 pounds. So, hypothetically, depending on what type of strand you're looking, I mean, you're looking at possibly $500,000.
Yeah. How much?
I mean, if it's $3,000 for a bag of grass, for a pound of grass, right? Like the average grass, do it at 153, you're looking at $471,000.
Yeah, half a million bucks.
So if it's the good stuff. And I'm sure this guy bought the good stuff, right?
Does that make your mouth water when you hear about that much weed?
Occasionally. I haven't smoked in a while, but
how long has it been since you smoked?
Almost 5 months.
Are you really?
Yeah,
is this like something you decided to stop?
No, I had a tooth. I got dry socket.
Oh,
it
yeah.
sucked.
What is that?
I had to get a tooth extracted, and you're not like supposed to smoke.
What about edibles?
We have them. It's different for me. It actually like makes me trip more than anything else.
Okay, so you've just consumed no marijuana, it's not just smoke.
I have clean pee.
Interesting.
Really?
Remember the days?
I'm around it all the time, don't get me wrong.
Remember the wake and bake days?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Remember that?
Like, how long do you plan on doing
this? When I was here with you guys when John was out, I was clean as could be.
Wow, no wonder you sucked on the air. Obviously, I'm busting your balls. You were very good on the air. But that is a...
yeah, no, I miss it. I still have my weed tendency. Like, I still, like, forget what I'm saying sometimes, and I'm around everybody who's a stoner, so I might as well just...
There's nothing I love more than taking calls of people who want to call Joe out on his weed knowledge. Sean, you're on line one. Sean, you have something to say to Joe Murray.
How's it going, guys? It's not $3,000 a pound there, Joe. It's more like 25, $2,000, especially coming from Mexico.
Are we nickel and diming? This guy's buying the good stuff.
He was coming from L.A.
This is my NFL 500 guy.
So my $3,000 a pound, which I highballed, and this guy's calling me out for 2,500?
Exactly.
No, it's more like $2,000.
Yeah, for the kind bud that you get from
Mexico.
This stuff's coming from L.A. This is that LBC Indo.
No,
that blew
way.
My bionic chronic. That made me toke. That stuff.
And he's dumb. The dude's an NFL player and wants to sell weed. What an idiot.
Yeah, I don't understand what he's doing. It's him. It was another guy, too. I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, that he told the police officer that he wasn't going to sell it. It was all for him, which I got to respect the guy.
This is funny, but I actually had a conversation like, how do we get like bulk weed nowadays? Like, do we know a guy? Or, like, I mean, I used to know a guy. But, like, where do you get bulk weed now?
Why do you need bulk weed?
How much are we talking
about?
That's
the thing. Do I need an ounce of weed anymore? Probably not.
Okay,
right?
so you haven't smoked in 5 months.
Yeah, but okay. I used to buy a bunch just to always have it there.
Okay, how much would you buy, like, at once?
An ounce.
Okay. So have you ever had a pound of weed?
Absolutely.
Okay, you have. All right. Do you think in your lifetime you've smoked 157 pounds of weed?
Lifetime. Probably, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that's a lot of weed. It would take a while to get through 100.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
He's not that old a guy.
So this was like a major part of your life.
I don't really remember my 20s now that I've been thinking about
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
I got into broadcasting school and, yeah, got by.
Kind of got through there.
Got through that, and here we are now.
So is there... Are you going to go back to it ever?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay, is there a special occasion that you're waiting for?
No, but Bird was at my house a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, and I was like, oh, man, we should do this.
Is that like a normal thing when Bird comes over there? Bird.
I don't know.
When is the last time you smoked?
This past weekend.
Okay, so you smoked this past weekend, and like, and have you guys smoked together?
We have before.
All right, yeah. Is Bird okay? Like, is he...
Actually, he kind of gets real quiet.
I get chill. I get very chill, keep to myself, and like then I'll explode.
I like,
woo!
I don't like that.
Nick gets real quiet, too.
Yeah. That I know. Nick just kind of...
Should I just throw everybody under the bus? Okay.
Sure.
All right. Here's one of the reasons that, you know, and once again, this is something I've only been doing since it's legal. I'm not saying that because I'm a goody two-shoes. I'm saying that because I was always terrified I would get fired and then I'd get all this stuff. But now that I've been smoking a little bit, I don't like it as much because it's the opposite of being social. Like, when you do it, all of a sudden, everyone gets quiet, and you're like, all right, well, then the night sucks now. I know you feel all right. Like, drinking, it's like, okay, everyone has a, you know, you can go one way or the other. And you immediately know the people you don't want to drink around anymore. There's the people that become a-holes, and then there's the people that just become, like fun as hell.
So you are absolutely right. There are nights where I'm like, I don't want to smoke yet. I want to keep drinking, and then smoke.
Yeah.
And then if you smoke early, you don't want to drink anymore. It's weird. Something you can do both and get crunk, but... yeah, sometimes it's like one or the other for me.
Are you drinking more now? Like, you substitute?
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot more lately. Okay.
We know what's up for Joe tonight, don't we?
You're a big guy. How much does it take for you to drink to get drunk?
A lot. I mean, yeah, I love Southern Comfort. So, you know, it's definitely going to take me almost up. I don't know. What do they call those things?
Like a handle?
Bigger than a pint. What do they call those? The liters.
Like a liter.
Yeah, it'll take me like a whole liter.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
A liter?
Like I could drink like no lie, like 10 I like cider. If I have like 10 ciders, I'm feeling good.
Okay. 10.
6 ciders. Won't do it for me, though.
Jeez, oh, man.
Again, Andre the Giant hands.
You're over 350. Is that right?
That's correct.
I don't know how it works. If you haven't smoked for a long time and then you smoke again,
you get blasted.
That's what I thought. So you, all of a sudden, okay, can I be with you next time you smoke?
Yes.
Okay. I want to be there.
You want to record it?
Sure. Listen, you asked, not me, but absolutely. Yes. I'll be there.
I will say, though, the paranoia and all that stuff, nope, gone. I think it does add a little something to you. Like, this, what I like is I don't like the smell like it. I'm out on that. Like, vape all the way now for me.
Yeah, I don't know. The smell's awful. There's a corner near my house where they smoke pot all the time. And every time I walk the dog, it's like, all right, dude, this smells awful. Yeah.
But I like the vape. I just don't want to smell like it.
Yeah. Edibles, man.
Yeah, again, edibles hit your liver first.
Okay, all right.
So I don't want to get all technical on you.
All right. 617-779-0985. But in the meantime, no commercials. Right after Joe Murray and his headlines, we have a brand new edition of Brookline 911 with a twist.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.